The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We have just barely dug into the seven, what they call, strangest libertarian ideas, according to Salon and Alternet. And the ostensible reason for all this attention being given to libertarianism is likely because, well, the ideas seem to be having some level of an impact. People are interested in this. Ron Paul, for instance, really kind of stirring up the apple cart.
I would agree with you on that, but I would, however, claim that I would say that it's, yes, it's the popularity of the ideas, but I would say that it's mostly Rand Paul's as the, at this point, the only Republican possibility for running for president. And I think that what they're trying to do is undermine the philosophy of libertarianism because they believe...
Rand Paul's not even a libertarian, though.
That's what he says.
Right.
And, but lots of people believe otherwise, right? On all sides of the political spectrum.
I'm going to go with what he says.
Fine.
He's a guy.
No, I didn't ask you whether or not you believed it because I know what you believe, Ian.
Right.
You don't believe anybody who's not a... You know, libertarian on every issue, every time is not a libertarian at all.
That's correct.
But Rand Paul's libertarian on many issues, and you would probably agree more issues than most politicians.
Mm. So anyway, we're talking about this first number here that where according to some quotes from Murray Rothbard, who is a known libertarian thinker who wrote a number of books when he was alive. And they've quoted him saying he thinks the parents should have the legal right to not feed a child. And the way it comes off is kind of callous. And it brings up one of my critiques of the liberty movement. And you pointed out, well, this is an academic text. Well, okay. It's being read by average people. So let's try to be compassionate.
You wish that you wrote the academics wish that they wrote texts that the average person would read. But I get where you're coming from.
I can tell you, I'd never actually read any Rothbard prior to the time I was in jail. And the book that I read by him was, I think...
For Civil Disobedience.
Yeah. The book that I read by him was, I think, For a New Liberty.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was a very easily readable book. It was written fairly easily, you know, as far as, like, not academic sounding. It wasn't highfalutin, you know.
I liked his Conceived in Liberty. I felt that that's a history, and it was, you know, it looked at history in a whole new light.
I actually was able to read through the book easily, and if I had felt it was academic, I'd probably have put it down, even though I was in jail and had nothing better to do, because academic texts always feel like I'm being talked above, and,
yeah.
You know. But I didn't get that from him. Regardless, whether he writes in an approachable style or not is another question to how persuasive his points are. And just, you know, throwing it out there and suggesting that parents should be free to let their children just die, I think is that kind of callous, libertarians have no heart. That's where people on the left, for instance, get the idea that libertarians don't have a heart because of statements like this. And I'm just a general critic of that kind of thing. And I think that that's why I love Mary Ruart and her book, Healing Our World, which I think is so excellent because
it's hard to make that argument about her.
She takes the same ideas. She takes the same freedom-oriented ideas, and she communicates them in ways that are compassionate. She communicates them in ways that people can emotionally connect with. And because most people aren't going to think logically, especially when it comes to the question about, you know, I don't know, what to do with a baby that is unwanted. And even further, as we were saying in the last hour, just to bring you up to speed in case you're just tuning in, the next question really, and I think this is an important one, and you threw an answer out at the very end of the segment, Mark, so I'd like you to expound on that. But the next question is, what about a baby that is, you know, it's been born, and it's really messed up. It's got some kind of crazy deformities that are, you know, its heart is pushed up against its chest, and there's, you know, some kind of disease that it's got, and it's not looking good. Maybe it's not even going to last 2 years. And if it does last the 2 years, it's going to be a very expensive 2 years. It's going to be in the hospital the whole time. One of those just horrifying situations, the last thing that any parent would want for their children. The question is, does a does the parent have the right to allow a deformed baby to die? But I'd go even further. Should a parent have a right to take the life of, you know, through a doctor, through some sort of a, like, Jack Kevorkian style situation?
Right. We're not talking about lopping his head off the kitchen with a butcher knife.
No, yeah. Like through the process of taking the dog to the vet and having the dog put down.
You said no, correct? Well, you do understand that there is no moral difference between ending a child's life in the kitchen with a butcher knife and taking it to the hospital in order to be put down, or some clinic in order to be put down in a more humane way, right? Like, you're talking about the view of things. The farmer goes to shoot Old Yeller.
Yep.
It feels bad because he's using a gun and he's doing it out back.
Mm-hmm.
But when my cat, Senior Grouchy Pants, passed away a few years ago, he had bone cancer. Both of his legs were broken from jumping off of the counter onto the floor, a high chair onto the floor. And he was in terrible condition. He wasn't going to live much longer. Putting in his legs in splints wasn't going to do him any good. So I had the vet put him down, and he sort of went to sleep. And, you know, by the way, they had to give him a double dose. Like, that's just how mean this animal was. He was just that mean. He was burning through their death serum. But, you know, I loved him, and it seemed fine and peaceful the way he went. She stayed with me, the vet stayed with me the whole time, and off he went. But really, what's the difference between me taking him out and putting a bullet in his head in the backyard? It would have been, you know,
the difference is the perception.
It's completely the perception.
But I don't know if, and I think that really this is part of the larger question here that we're discussing, is it really immoral to end the life of something that is in suffering? And I don't think it is.
It's very difficult to talk about.
Right? Why would it be moral to end your dog or cat's life, but not the child?
Because
deformed sick child.
I remove non-human persons from the debate when talking about making decisions on life and death, because I still eat meat. Okay, so if you want to have a conversation about eating meat, I'll be happy to have that conversation with you. But at this point, I choose to decide when my animals live and when they die.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're talking about people, currently no one lets me make a decision on when other people die. And they shouldn't, because I believe I'm significantly better than most people. I think I'm smarter. I think I'm more aware. I pay attention. Lots of people out there.
That's so ridiculous.
They don't, they, you know, well, oh, I see. You can decide.
I don't agree with you on that.
You can decide when a baby's in pain, and you can decide when they're suffering, and you can decide when they need to go.
I'm not saying that. I can't have a baby. I had a vasectomy at age 23, so I don't have to face any of these questions in my life.
Yeah, is that convenient?
It is convenient. As a matter of fact, it was the best $700 I'd ever spent. It's very convenient. Highly recommend vasectomies, gentlemen. And so, anyway.
It's the only male birth control. Well, that and condoms.
Obviously a decision like that isn't something that anyone takes lightly. Never is it taken lightly, unless you're a psychopath, to take that lightly. And it would be a decision made based on medical advice. It would be a decision made based on what is the best in the opinion of the people who care the most. Not in the opinion of some judge, or in the opinion of our callers, or whoever. Speaking of callers, let's go to Corey. Corey is calling from Georgia, and he is on Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us there. Go ahead, Corey.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
I've been listening, and my head's been wanting to explode between Mark conflating Breitbart's principle with pro-choice, pro-life abortion policies, and ESCO conflating Rothbard with all libertarianism. I think both of these are huge mistakes in with collectivist thinking going on. If we look at it, respect for the individual or disrespect for the individual has led to some of the most significant horrors in the history of the world. If you look at the 20th century and the plight that progressivism has had on the entire world, we're talking about one theoretical child, and progressivism led to eugenics, It led to believing that the group was better than the individual, and that the individual could be treated in any way for the benefit of the state and the government.
Corey, I want you to hang on. We'll bring it back here and let you make your points with more time. 855-453. That is the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Not an easy issue that we are discussing right now, the question of, You know, what to do, what is immoral, what is moral, what is right and wrong, appropriate, inappropriate, in the case of a deformed baby, someone who is born really just critically problematic. Their body is just warped, it's messed up, they've got some kind of disease to go along with it. Life is not going to be pleasant, life is going to be arduous and difficult. And expensive as well for the parents. What to do in that circumstance? We'll continue with the discussion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here on Free Talk Live, we're big fans of alternative currencies, gold, silver. If you want to grab gold and silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com, Midas Resources. We've been teamed up with them for a long time, and they do a great job of getting you gold and silver, and they can do it fast. gold.freetalklive.com. Also, very fast, to get Bitcoin, you can go to ExpressCoin.com. ExpressCoin.com, you can use it in the United States and Canada. Maybe you've heard about Bitcoin. It's a decentralized currency, not issued by any government or any bank, and it's amazing. In fact, companies as large as Dell Computers are now taking Bitcoin. In fact, Wikipedia also now taking Bitcoin for contributions. Even small mom-and-pop shops in real life are taking Bitcoin. Bitcoin's an amazing technology that puts the power of money in the hands of the people rather than the bankers and the governments, and that's why it's, of course, such a threat to the state. Luckily, there are great organizations like ExpressCoin that make it easy to get Bitcoin. Now, you have to get a wallet first. And if you haven't gotten your Bitcoin wallet, go to blockchain.com. You can download one from there and get it on your smartphone. Make it easy to have Bitcoin anywhere you go. But you've got to load the wallet with Bitcoin. And the way you do that is by going to ExpressCoin.com. You can load up. Actually, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin are all available through ExpressCoin.com. You pay with money order, check, or wire transfer, even cash deposit. And it's so easy, and they really care about customer service over there at ExpressCoin. The price is also unbeatable. 3% is what you'll pay above $40. If you buy more than $40 worth of Bitcoin, it's a 3% transfer fee, which is the best I've seen in the business. But if you do less than $40 and use code FTL, there's no transfer fee. So if you've been thinking about getting into Bitcoin and you don't want to spend more than you have to, well, then go to ExpressCoin.com, buy less than $40 worth, use code FTL, and there's no transfer fee. Really, there's no risk whatsoever to that transaction.
There's really no question as to how to get into Bitcoin. It's ExpressCoin.com.
Now, obviously, there's risk involved in buying Bitcoin. It could go down, you know, tomorrow, but it could also go up. And it's my belief that as more companies begin to accept Bitcoin, as we're seeing happen, that it's less likely to go down in the future and more likely to go up.
That's really just about adoption.
That's my prediction, you know, and it's what it's worth. Just a guy with a microphone. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the ProXPN toll-free line. We also have Skype, and that's where Corey is on the line from Savannah. And, Corey, you had precious little time to really begin to say anything in the last segment, so go ahead with what your point was.
Yeah, really all I was saying was that this is one instance where the principle of respecting the individual is being applied by Rothbard. But at least libertarians are honest enough to say what the logical conclusions of principles might be legally. That does not give it, I mean, just like Rothbard says, this does not mean that morally or socially this is the right thing to do. But if you apply the same logical principle, the same logic to the principle of respecting the individual, then there's no way that you would be able to aggress against another human being and euthanize them after they're born.
I don't understand what you're saying there.
Okay, so you were talking about being able to euthanize a child who was born deformed.
Yeah.
If you apply that principle, then you can't say that you can actively do something to end their life. Because if you're respecting their individuality as a human being and their individual rights, then you have no right to end their life. That is essentially saying, well, I can't afford this, so for the good of the group, for the good of me, I'm going to end that person's
life. Well, it could also be the good of the child who is deformed and maybe even in pain.
But you don't get to make that decision.
Why not? You made the decision to bring it into the world. Why can't you decide the reverse?
Okay, let's start applying that principle to other things. You don't get to make decisions for other people. Of all people, you'd think that you would understand that.
So, so you're saying that in your mind, it's more humane and more moral to allow a in pain, deformed child to starve to death rather than put it out of its misery.
Now, this is where you're missing the point, Ian. Where you're missing the point is that it's not about whether it's moral. Mm. It's whether when you apply the principles logically where you end up. And this is the reason that Rothbard shouldn't be used to malign the libertarian movement, because he's an academic making a very theoretical point. Within academia, you do that, except for libertarians are actually honest about what the logical conclusions might be of libertarianism and what the ethics of libertarianism.
But isn't libertarianism a moral philosophy? I mean, isn't the idea of non-aggression, not aggressing against individuals?
But the point here is, Ian, is if you, because essentially that is aggression, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so if a child is, you know, has terrible deformities and likely not to live 20 years or whatever, putting it, killing it is aggression, right?
I think that's definitely an argument that you could you could make.
Now,
you're saying leaving it to starve isn't.
What's that?
You're saying leaving it to starve is not an act of aggression?
You haven't done anything at that point. That's the argument that that Rothbard's making. Now, let me ask you this. A child's completely healthy, but 2 years old, needs your help. You don't want to give that help anymore. I believe there's some sick dude that's on trial recently for having his child left, a 22-month-old, leaving it in the car to cook.
Yes, those people are disgusting.
Right.
Morally disgusting.
Why shouldn't, if you can adduce, if you can put a unhealthy child out of its misery, why can you not put a healthy child out of its misery? And if you can put a healthy child out of its misery, why can you not put a healthy adult that you brought into this world? For instance, I'm 43. Why can my 73-year-old mother not kill me? I mean, you have to be able to apply these things consistently, or you don't have a philosophy. You have a bunch of willy-nilly emotional bullcrap. Now, you can have that because that's the world we live in. We live in the willy-nilly emotional bullcrap world. But if you want to talk about a philosophy, let's talk about a philosophy. If you want to talk about willy-nilly emotional bullcrap, call in at 855-453 and you can make you can lambast me for taking a theoretical
position.
Well, the
reason why things are looked at as moral or immoral just has to do with how people feel and think about those things, right? So obviously when it comes to...
I disagree entirely.
Okay.
I think that there is a moral truth in the universe.
I disagree.
Yes, I know.
Right.
So you can go on with your willy-nilly emotional bullcrap, defining morality in whatever way you want, and you know, whatever feels good.
You're defining your morality in however way you want to as well.
I believe that there. I believe that we can logic our way to it. You don't believe in logic. You don't believe it exists.
What are you talking about?
You believe it is an agreement between people.
Ridiculous. Corey, go ahead.
I don't know about what you just said, Mark. I don't know if you can logic your way to it, because when you start applying your limited knowledge, that's what Hayek will always be talking about, is that we have limited knowledge.
Hayek didn't believe in true libertarianism either.
Corey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Neither did Mises.
Who's right? What about you? What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Though the conversation has been about, not abortion, but about, what about a baby that has been born, but has been born deformed, has been born sick? Both. Deformed and sick. To the point where it's going to have a very difficult life. And the life, if you can sustain it for any period of time, will cost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars over the first just few years. At what point is it okay, if ever, to decide that that life shouldn't continue? And that's, I think it's an interesting question. You're welcome to comment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We had a guy on the line a moment ago, Corey, basically arguing that, this is aggression. And Mark, you're saying that it is aggression to take this baby's life. And I think that, yes, arguably, it is absolutely aggression. But is there an exception? Should there be exceptions to the non-aggression principle, as the libertarians call it? We can dig into that here in a moment. But a lot of people who appreciate the ideas of freedom, whether they agree on all of the issues or not, many of them are moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and that's an idea of bringing liberty-oriented people all together to the same geographic area so we can have an impact and actually have maybe see some more freedom in our lifetime. Hopefully a lot more, if enough people come here. One of those members of the Free State Project is Andrew Jones. Unfortunately, he won't be coming to New Hampshire anytime soon because he's currently on house arrest pending a trial for him being one of the four administrators, allegedly, of the Silk Road, an underground black marketplace with all kinds of interesting things that you can buy there, namely illegal drugs. And so Andrew Jones is faced with basically the rest of his life in prison over running this website. and he needs your help. If you care about the war on drugs, you want to end the war on drugs, please help Andrew Jones by going to drewsdefense.org. If you appreciate the Silk Road and the stuff that was being done there to help make the black market a better place, please help out Andrew Jones by going to drewsdefense.org.
Well, the black market would – it's not that I'm delighted by the black market, but I would prefer to see any market safer.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Silk Road absolutely did bring more safety to the black market. It probably even saved lives. There's a solid argument for that. DrewsDefense.org, you can go and commit, or you can contribute, rather, via PayPal or Bitcoin. That's DrewsDefense.org. And hopefully he'll get through this and not have to spend too much time in prison and can make the move up here to New Hampshire with the rest of us, part of the Free State Project. Go to DrewsDefense.org to help that out. So, let's see. We were just talking about the question, or I asked the question of the non-aggression principle. The statement was made that, well, it's bad to get rid of the libertarian position, seems to be, and this is your position, right, Mark, that it's bad to end on purpose a disfigured, diseased baby's life that's going to have a horrifying life, is already having a horrifyingly painful, terrible life. You're saying it's wrong to do that because it's a violation of the principle of non-aggression. But aren't there situations in which that principle doesn't really make any sense?
Well, I don't know that it necessarily isn't even a violation of the non-aggression principle, and that it might be more fundamental. So there's this old sort of ethical question. You are standing at a switching station. It is not your job. You are simply happen to be at a switching station. You are not paid by the railroad station as a switcher or anything like that. You just happen to be here.
Mm-hmm.
There is a careening train coming down the tracks. It is out of control. There is a person tied up on the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You could pull the bar on the switcher.
Yeah.
And you could kill the train and the engineer. Or you can leave it in place, and it will kill the person on the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? And then whatever decision you make, you're then vilified for your answer, right? Like, you're bad, you're wrong, and all the guesses are made.
Mm-hmm.
You got it? Well, the fact is, if you hadn't been there, you have a moral obligation, the same moral obligation that a person in a coma has, which is to say you have no obligation to stop that train from running over that person.
That's correct.
You may say, oh, right, there are six people tied up and there's one person in the cab of the train. I will trade one life for six. And I think that many people...
Then you've chosen to end someone's life at that point.
You have been chosen to end the life of an individual, and you have chosen to save the life of six. And many people would agree with you, and you probably won't go to prison or anything like that. But do you understand...
What does that have to do with the question of the deformed baby?
Because if one chooses not to make an action, one has not made a moral choice. Mm-hmm. Whereas when one chooses to make an action, one does make a moral choice. The killing of a child is different than letting a child starve to death. Now, I have a great deal of sympathy, Ian, and I probably would err with you. That if we were in a situation like, you know, I don't know, you and I are stranded with a deformed baby on a desert island, survival is hard enough for you and I as it is, this baby is likely to not survive, you know, the course of 3 or 4 weeks. We might as well do it now. Like, I get it. I understand where we're at. But this is... Understand that this is simply a moral dilemma, an abstract moral dilemma in that point. Because today, in this culture, people will take care of babies that are in this condition, generally, or somebody will take them on, generally. So when you're talking about today in the United States or Western civilized countries, then this question sort of becomes moot. If you're talking about people who are hunters and gatherers in Papua New Guinea, nobody's proposing to fly airplanes over and bomb them because they make these decisions.
All right, so that didn't answer my question, but we'll go back to that here in a moment. Charlotte is with us first, though, listening in Washington, somewhere in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Charlotte.
Yes. Your analogy is really fantastic. Let me bring it down to earth a little bit with a little background. My mother used to teach crippled children in a hospital. A hospital school situation. She was with them for 30 years. This was quite a while ago, but and before she started teaching there were many parents who would reject these deformed children and give them to the home and hospital for the crippled children.
Yeah.
That was the decision that the parents made. Then the decisions were up to the powers that be, and of course they were professionals and all this kind of stuff. And many times the deformities were more abhorrent to the parent than they were to the professionals who had means to help these children. In many cases, they survived, and they had very good lives. Another thing is we don't ask the child, and naturally we don't ask a newborn because they can't make that choice for them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But as teaching these children after they were in the home and hospital for crippled children for a number of years, she had the dilemma of what she would have done had that child been hers. And so she asked the kids, and she said, if you had a chance, and of course this was a moral question for her, if you had a chance to go to heaven without living and living with your deformities, or if you had the chance to say you wanted to live, what would your choice be? And to every child, they wanted to live because they could manage their difficulties.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
How many children do you think she asked this question of? I mean, it's an informal poll, I understand, but
yeah.
I love a poll as much as the next guy.
Oh, this was a classroom of first graders.
Hmm.
She had varying sizes of classes, of course, and after polio was eliminated, the hospital had to change their focus because they didn't have enough patients. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I guess that makes perfectly good sense. And it's interesting she included heaven in this question, right? Like, so she gives the great opiate as an option, and everyone still chooses life.
It's interesting. Charlotte, thanks for sharing that story. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's brought to you by ProXPN, by the way. You can chime in here with your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. My question, I want to recap that here in a moment. The question is, libertarians are interested in this non-aggression principle. We like the idea of living by that principle. But should principles have exceptions sometimes? We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-453. And I'll give you another example that doesn't have to do with a baby. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here in the remaining moments. Maybe enough time to get you in if you dial now. 855-453. That number brought to you by ProXPN. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention 2014. It's coming up October 31st through November 2nd, right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, at the beautiful Best Western here in town, which I hear is being remodeled, as a matter of fact. Daryl actually went down there today and says it's looking better than ever, and it was already a decent hotel.
Yeah. So,
anyway, it's a great event, Keenvention. It's kind of an intimate event. There was about 100 attendees there last year, just over, maybe about 110, 115 people, and a big chunk of them are liberty activists from here in New Hampshire. You've heard us talk about the movement here in New Hampshire, a lot of the activism that happens here from the legislative side of people actually winning election who care about freedom. That actually happens in New Hampshire. And they're winning elections as Democrats and Republicans. We're going to have a legislative panel, which is going to be headed up by Mark Warden, who's a sponsor of ours here on Free Talk Live and a huge activist in the political sphere up here in New Hampshire. We're going to have a Cop Block panel, which was just announced with the host of Cop Block Radio and some other great cop blockers at Keenvention. So we're going to talk about everything from direct action in the streets activism to the State House and how to make a difference there. And it's a great event. It started last year, and you can actually go to keenvention.info. You can watch videos of every single speech and every panel from last year. You get a good taste of what it's going to be like. It's a lot like, to some extent, any hotel convention you've ever been to. There's panels, there's speakers, there's people milling about.
But it's what they're talking about is the issue.
But, yeah, it's what they're talking about, and it's the people. It's the crowd of people that you get to meet. And in this case, it's not much of a crowd because it's small, so you get to meet everybody if you want to. And I think that lends a level of intimacy to the event that the other events that happen in New Hampshire don't have. The Liberty Forum, which the Free State Project puts on in the wintertime, which we love, it's 500, 700 people. I mean, there's a lot of people there over that weekend, and you can't possibly meet everybody, but at Keenvention, you definitely can. And you can learn a lot about activism while you're there, and come on out. And you can experience Keene. You can experience New Hampshire during the fall. It's a beautiful time of the year to be up here. And it's going to be during Halloween weekend, so we're going to have a little bit of spooky fun as a result of that. Derek J. is right now planning the Halloween costume contest party for Friday night at Keenvention, so very exciting. And we'll let you know more. You can go to keenvention.info, grab your tickets for just $60 for the entire weekend. And as far as hotel conventions cost, that's a great price.
Sure is.
Keenvention.info. Go and check it out there. So, real quick, I said that there's this thing in the libertarian movement, the non-aggression principle. This is the principle upon which all of the liberty movement is built, essentially. The idea that, hey, it's not right to aggress against people, not right to use aggressive force to start something, to threaten somebody, to hold a gun to somebody's head, to hurt somebody who hasn't first harmed you. That's kind of the idea behind the non-aggression principle. And it's a darn good principle. It's one worth living by. But there are certain times when maybe it shouldn't really apply, or it doesn't really make sense. And I think, I don't know if it was you, Mark, that came up with this one, but I'm willing to give you credit for it. The person standing in front of the bus argument, right? So there's someone standing in front of a bus, not on purpose, presumably. You don't really know. You're there on the city street. You see someone who is about to get hit by a bus. This could really harm them or possibly end their life.
You don't say the term bus because you expect them to live.
Right. You, being somebody who appreciates life, and appreciates, you know, maybe you would also appreciate being saved from being hit by a bus. You could put yourself in that person's shoes. You heroically jump up within the right amount of time to allow you are both not hit by the bus, and you manage to save the individual by shoving them out of the way as, you know, as hard as you need to in order to move them, but maybe a little, it ended up being a little bit too hard, and it hurt, and you know, broke a rib, or they fall into the pavement in a way that, you know, shatters some sort of bone. It hurts.
This is uncomfortable.
You know, and but they survived, and it's pretty clear you used aggression. In that case, you definitely used aggression. You violated your principles. But you did it for a reason that presumably, now you don't know for sure, the person may have been trying to commit suicide, but presumably that person did not want to get hit by the bus on that particular day.
And if you're committing suicide by getting hit by a bus, you are aggressively acting against somebody else's vehicle. And
that's true.
Anyone is within their rights to prevent you from doing that.
Okay, well, either way, I'm presuming the person wasn't.
If somebody's taking a key to the hood of a car, I think I am within my reasonable rights to assume that that person is not keying
their own car. Fair enough, Mark, but it doesn't matter. You're still using aggression against somebody who they were standing in still, and you pushed them out of that spot. Yep. So you've aggressed against them, and that's clearly an issue or an instance where the non-aggression principle just doesn't apply when we're talking about protecting life, when we're talking about helping somebody, doing something we would presumably want done for ourselves. Even if it costs them a broken rib, they got their life out of the deal.
Yeah, you would assume.
So when you look at a situation like that, and we could, I'm sure if we thought for long enough, think of some other situations where let's bend this principle because it's seems to be the right thing to do in that.
A lot of people spend a lot of time trying to bend that principle. I don't.
Well, this is a legitimate example of this.
Yeah.
And so then the question would be, if the person did not, in point of fact, want to be pushed out of the way, or they're just a jerk, they could try to sue you. And they could say, you aggressed against me. How
I think
in
today's litigious society, it is reasonable to expect somebody that you save from being hit by a bus and break their ribs to sue you.
And there's a good argument for that. But so there's a chance something like that could happen, in which case, then, you know, your argument would be that, well, you would have thought that it would have been the right thing to do. You had no intention to harm the person, but ultimately, yeah, you did violate the principle. You had to be willing to accept the consequences, and that was a possible consequence. Before you save that person and possibly harm them in the process of saving them in order to save their life, you had to accept in advance that there might be some fallout from that. That maybe this person would possibly be angry about it. They would bring you to court or something like that. And if you're willing to accept the consequences of that, then I think that it's not a problem. It's not, you know, you shouldn't be punished for that necessarily. I don't think it's a. I don't think violating the non-aggression principle in certain instances is this unholy thing that must be this inviolate thing.
Well, you know, taking it back to the baby, I would say that much of child care is a violation of the non-aggression principle. I have said over and over on this show that, you know, I believe that babies are humans. And I had a son. I'm clear that when I held him down in his little chest, I didn't push too hard, but I held him right in the middle of his little chest to hold him onto the changing table.
He would have liked to have gotten up.
He did. He probably would have liked to have gotten a handful of what was in his diaper, and God knows what he would have done with it. But I kept I kept his hands out of it for the most part. I wasn't always successful, mind you, but I did my best with wipes at that point.
Or like when you pulled him away from running into the street, for instance, when he was running down towards the road.
Yeah, he didn't really make it that far, but I certainly did use force to grab him and bring him back to the back to the house.
Because you can put yourself in that person, the little person's shoes, and say to yourself, you probably would have wanted to continue life rather than running into the street and getting hit by a car, so therefore it was the right thing to do to violate the non-aggression principle in that case. And then goes back to the question of the deformed, sick baby that is, you know, living in a horrible amount of pain. You can't ask the baby for its input. Maybe down the line it would have survived and everything would have been fine. Or maybe it would have bled out internally in another month or from whatever the problem was and ultimately died a painful death. And if you and the other loved one in your life, your partner, who you created the child with,
I call her my wife,
if you both agree that the right thing to do is to end the suffering of this child, I don't think that's wrong. Let's go on with Crichton in Louisville, Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, Crichton.
How's it going, guys?
Hi there. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm just going to touch that just for a moment and say that there's no legal system that can that has any consistent or logical way they deal with dependents.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
I called because a couple days ago you had a conversation about tracking license plates and how New Hampshire does not allow tracking devices for license plates. I wanted to give you the bad news that since about 2000, every vehicle sold in the United States has a transponder in it called a TIMS.
You misunderstood. The law in New Hampshire is that the police departments are not allowed to use license plate scanning devices, which could be used to track, but it could also be used to do other things like, you know, ticket people and things like that. So I'm sorry if I miscommunicated, but you can tell us about the TIMS in like 20 seconds if you want.
Yeah, the TIMS system is tire inflation monitoring system, and it uses transponders with lithium batteries in each of your wheels. They have unique identification numbers. And a transponder mounted at an intersection can track anyone that goes through that intersection. So they do know.
Fascinating.
And they can know.
Thanks for sharing that. Still, New Hampshire, the one state out of all 50 that does not allow police to use license plate scanners, and there's no doubt about that. I thank you, Crichton. We'll see you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com in the meantime.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at visiprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. Now we'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.